Beyond Good and Evil. By Friedrich Nietzsche. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Beyond Good and Evil is a philosophical work by Friedrich Nietzsche, first published in 1886. In it, Nietzsche challenges the foundations of morality and questions the value of traditional values. He argues that the world is in a state of constant flux and that morality is a human construct that is constantly changing. He also argues that the traditional values of good and evil are outdated and that a new morality must be created. He proposes that the only way to create a new morality is to embrace the concept of the will to power and to reject traditional values. He also argues that the only way to achieve true freedom is to embrace the concept of the will to power and to reject traditional values. Nietzsche's Beyond Good and Evil is divided into 9 sections. In the first section, Nietzsche argues that traditional morality is based on a false dichotomy between good and evil. He argues that this dichotomy is outdated and that a new morality must be created. He proposes that the only way to create a new morality is to embrace the concept of the will to power and to reject traditional values. He also argues that the only way to achieve true freedom is to embrace the concept of the will to power and to reject traditional values. In the second section, Nietzsche examines the concept of truth and argues that truth is relative and that it is constantly changing. He argues that truth is not absolute and that it is constantly evolving. He also argues that truth is subjective and that it is determined by the individual. He argues that truth is not something that can be discovered, but rather something that must be created. In the third section, Nietzsche examines the concept of morality and argues that morality is a human construct and that it is constantly changing. He argues that morality is not absolute and that it is determined by the individual. He argues that morality is not something that can be discovered, but rather something that must be created. He also argues that morality is not something that can be imposed on others, but rather something that must be embraced by individuals. In the fourth section, Nietzsche examines the concept of power and argues that power is the only way to achieve true freedom. He argues that power is not something that can be imposed on others, but rather something that must be embraced by individuals. He argues that power is not something that can be discovered, but rather something that must be created. He also argues that power is not something that can be controlled, but rather something that must be embraced. In the fifth section, Nietzsche examines the concept of the will to power and argues that it is the only way to achieve true freedom. He argues that the will to power is not something that can be imposed on others, but rather something that must be embraced by individuals. He argues that the will to power is not something that can be controlled, but rather something that must be embraced. He also argues that the will to power is not something that can be discovered, but rather something that must be created. In the sixth section, Nietzsche examines the concept of the will to truth and argues that it is the only way to achieve true freedom. He argues that the will to truth is not something that can be imposed on others, but rather something that must be embraced by individuals. He argues that the will to truth is not something that can be controlled, but rather something that must be embraced. He also argues that the will to truth is not something that can be discovered, but rather something that must be created. In the seventh section, Nietzsche examines the concept of the will to life and argues that it is the only way to achieve true freedom. He argues that the will to life is not something that can be imposed on others, but rather something that must be embraced by individuals. He argues that the will to life is not something that can be controlled, but rather something that must be embraced. He also argues that the will to life is not something that can be discovered, but rather something that must be created. In the eighth section, Nietzsche examines the concept of the will to power and argues that it is the only way to achieve true freedom. He argues that the will to power is not something that can be imposed on others, but rather something that must be embraced by individuals. He argues that the will to power is not something that can be controlled, but rather something that must be embraced. He also argues that the will to power is not something that can be discovered, but rather something that must be created. In the ninth section, Nietzsche examines the concept of the will to eternity and argues that it is the only way to achieve true freedom. He argues that the will to eternity is not something that can be imposed on others, but rather something that must be embraced by individuals. He argues that the will to eternity is not something that can be controlled, but rather something that must be embraced. He also argues that the will to eternity is not something that can be discovered, but rather something that must be created. Beyond Good and Evil is a philosophical work by Friedrich Nietzsche that challenges the foundations of morality and questions the value of traditional values. Nietzsche argues that the world is in a state of constant flux and that morality is a human construct that is constantly changing. He proposes that the only way to create a new morality is to embrace the concept of the will to power and to reject traditional values. He also argues that the only way to achieve true freedom is to embrace the concept of the will to power and to reject traditional values. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The will to power is the fundamental driving force of all life. Nietzsche argues that the will to power is the fundamental driving force of all life, and that it is the basis of all morality and values. He believes that the will to power is the only way to achieve true greatness and that it is the only way to overcome the limitations of the human condition. Nietzsche argues that the will to power is the fundamental driving force of all life, and that it is the basis of all morality and values. He believes that the will to power is the only way to achieve true greatness and that it is the only way to overcome the limitations of the human condition. According to Nietzsche, the will to power is the source of all creativity and progress, and it is the only way to reach one's full potential. He argues that the will to power is the only way to overcome the obstacles of life and to reach one's highest goals. Nietzsche believes that the will to power is the only way to achieve true greatness and to overcome the limitations of the human condition. He argues that the will to power is the source of all creativity and progress, and it is the only way to reach one's full potential. He believes that the will to power is the only way to overcome the obstacles of life and to reach one's highest goals. Nietzsche also argues that the will to power is the only way to create a meaningful life and to find true happiness. Nietzsche's idea of the will to power is a powerful concept that has been influential in many areas of philosophy, psychology, and literature. It is a concept that has been used to explain the motivations behind human behavior and to explore the nature of power and its effects on individuals and society. The will to power is a concept that has been used to explain the motivations behind human behavior and to explore the nature of power and its effects on individuals and society. Main idea number two. The concept of truth is relative. Nietzsche argues that the concept of truth is relative and that it is impossible to know absolute truth. He believes that truth is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of truth is relative and that it is impossible to know absolute truth. He believes that truth is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that truth is not an objective reality, but rather a construct of the individual's mind. He further argues that truth is not absolute, but rather is constantly changing and evolving as the individual's perspective and experience changes. He believes that truth is not something that can be discovered, but rather something that is created by the individual. Nietzsche also argues that truth is not something that can be proven or disproven, but rather something that is accepted or rejected based on the individual's beliefs and values. He believes that truth is not something that can be measured or quantified, but rather something that is experienced and interpreted differently by each individual. He argues that truth is not something that can be found in books or other sources, but rather something that is found within the individual. He believes that truth is something that is constantly changing and evolving, and that it is impossible to know absolute truth. Main idea number three. The concept of morality is subjective. Nietzsche argues that morality is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He believes that morality is not absolute and that it is constantly changing and evolving. Nietzsche argues that morality is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He believes that morality is not absolute and that it is constantly changing and evolving. He states that morality is not something that is handed down from a higher power, but rather something that is created by individuals in order to make sense of their own lives. He believes that morality is a product of our own individual experiences and that it is constantly being shaped and reshaped by our own values and beliefs. He also believes that morality is not something that can be judged objectively, but rather something that is subjective and open to interpretation. Nietzsche further argues that morality is not something that is fixed and unchanging, but rather something that is constantly evolving and adapting to the changing circumstances of our lives. He believes that morality is something that is constantly being re-evaluated and re-examined in order to better reflect the values and beliefs of the individual. He also believes that morality is something that is constantly being challenged and questioned in order to ensure that it remains relevant and applicable to our lives. Ultimately, Nietzsche's view of morality is that it is something that is constantly changing and evolving, and that it is something that is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He believes that morality is not something that is absolute and unchanging, but rather something that is constantly being re-evaluated and re-examined in order to better reflect the values and beliefs of the individual. Main idea number 4. The concept of free will is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of free will is an illusion and that it is impossible to make truly free choices. He believes that our choices are determined by our environment and our past experiences. Nietzsche argues that the concept of free will is an illusion and that it is impossible to make truly free choices. He believes that our choices are determined by our environment and our past experiences. He states that our decisions are shaped by our upbringing, our culture, and our social environment. He believes that our choices are predetermined by our past experiences and our environment, and that we are not truly free to make our own decisions. He believes that our choices are predetermined by our past experiences and our environment, and that we are not truly free to make our own decisions. Nietzsche further argues that our choices are limited by our own individual perspectives and that we are unable to see the full picture of the world. He believes that our decisions are based on our own limited understanding of the world and that we are unable to make truly free choices. He believes that our decisions are based on our own limited understanding of the world and that we are unable to make truly free choices. Nietzsche's argument is that free will is an illusion and that our choices are predetermined by our environment and our past experiences. He believes that our decisions are shaped by our upbringing, our culture, and our social environment. He believes that our choices are limited by our own individual perspectives and that we are unable to see the full picture of the world. He believes that our decisions are based on our own limited understanding of the world and that we are unable to make truly free choices. Main idea number 5. The concept of justice is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of justice is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true justice. He believes that justice is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of justice is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true justice. He believes that justice is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that justice is a product of our own desires and beliefs, and that it is not an absolute truth. He believes that justice is a construct of our own minds, and that it is not an objective reality. He further argues that justice is a product of our own biases and prejudices, and that it is not a universal truth. Nietzsche believes that justice is a product of our own values and beliefs, and that it is not an absolute truth. He argues that justice is a product of our own desires and beliefs, and that it is not an objective reality. He further states that justice is a construct of our own minds, and that it is not a universal truth. He believes that justice is a product of our own biases and prejudices, and that it is not a universal truth. Nietzsche's view of justice is that it is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true justice. He believes that justice is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He argues that justice is a product of our own desires and beliefs, and that it is not an absolute truth. He further states that justice is a construct of our own minds, and that it is not a universal truth. He believes that justice is a product of our own biases and prejudices, and that it is not a universal truth. Main idea number 6. The concept of beauty is subjective. Nietzsche argues that the concept of beauty is subjective and that it is impossible to know absolute beauty. He believes that beauty is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of beauty is subjective and that it is impossible to know absolute beauty. He believes that beauty is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that beauty is not an objective truth, but rather a subjective interpretation of the world. He believes that beauty is a matter of personal taste and that it is not something that can be judged by others. He argues that beauty is something that is experienced and appreciated by the individual, and that it is not something that can be measured or quantified. Nietzsche also argues that beauty is not something that can be found in nature, but rather something that is created by the individual. He believes that beauty is something that is created through the individual's own interpretation of the world. He believes that beauty is something that is unique to each individual and that it is something that is constantly changing and evolving. He believes that beauty is something that is constantly being reinterpreted and re-experienced by the individual. Nietzsche's view of beauty is one that is highly individualistic and subjective. He believes that beauty is something that is experienced and appreciated by the individual, and that it is not something that can be judged by others. He believes that beauty is something that is constantly changing and evolving, and that it is something that is unique to each individual. Main idea number 7. The concept of love is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of love is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true love. He believes that love is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of love is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true love. He believes that love is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that love is a construct of the mind, and that it is not a real emotion or feeling. He believes that love is a product of our own desires and expectations, and that it is not something that can be found in the world. He further argues that love is a form of self-deception, and that it is a way of avoiding the truth about ourselves and our relationships. Nietzsche believes that love is a form of escapism, and that it is a way of avoiding the harsh realities of life. He argues that love is a way of avoiding the truth about ourselves and our relationships, and that it is a way of avoiding the pain and suffering that comes with life. He believes that love is a form of self-deception, and that it is a way of avoiding the truth about ourselves and our relationships. He further argues that love is a form of self-delusion, and that it is a way of avoiding the truth about ourselves and our relationships. Nietzsche believes that love is an illusion, and that it is impossible to achieve true love. He argues that love is a construct of the mind, and that it is not a real emotion or feeling. He believes that love is a product of our own desires and expectations, and that it is not something that can be found in the world. He further argues that love is a form of self-deception, and that it is a way of avoiding the truth about ourselves and our relationships. Main idea number 8. The concept of religion is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of religion is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true faith. He believes that religion is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of religion is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true faith. He believes that religion is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He claims that religion is a product of the human mind, and that it is a construct of our own making. He further argues that religion is a tool used to control and manipulate people, and that it is used to justify certain actions and beliefs. He believes that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to mask our own fears and insecurities. He believes that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing the realities of life. Nietzsche also argues that religion is a form of self-delusion, and that it is used to create a false sense of security and comfort. He believes that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to mask our own fears and insecurities. He believes that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing the realities of life. He believes that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to create a false sense of security and comfort. He believes that religion is a form of self-delusion, and that it is used to create a false sense of security and comfort. Nietzsche's view of religion is that it is an illusion, and that it is impossible to achieve true faith. He believes that religion is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He believes that religion is a tool used to control and manipulate people, and that it is used to justify certain actions and beliefs. He believes that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to mask our own fears and insecurities. He believes that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing the realities of life. Main idea number 9. The concept of knowledge is relative. Nietzsche argues that the concept of knowledge is relative and that it is impossible to know absolute knowledge. He believes that knowledge is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of knowledge is relative and that it is impossible to know absolute knowledge. He believes that knowledge is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that knowledge is not an objective truth, but rather a subjective interpretation of reality. He further argues that knowledge is not static, but rather is constantly changing and evolving as our understanding of the world changes. He believes that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual's experience and perspective. Nietzsche also argues that knowledge is not something that can be acquired through study or research, but rather is something that is gained through experience. He believes that knowledge is something that is acquired through living and interacting with the world. He states that knowledge is something that is gained through trial and error, and that it is not something that can be acquired through books or lectures. He believes that knowledge is something that is gained through experience and that it is constantly changing and evolving. Nietzsche's view of knowledge is that it is relative and subjective. He believes that knowledge is something that is constantly changing and evolving, and that it is not something that can be acquired through study or research. He believes that knowledge is something that is gained through experience and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He argues that knowledge is not an absolute truth, but rather is something that is relative to the individual's experience and perspective. Main idea number 10. The concept of progress is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of progress is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true progress. He believes that progress is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of progress is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true progress. He believes that progress is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that progress is not an absolute concept, but rather a relative one, and that it is constantly changing and evolving. He further argues that progress is not a linear process, but rather a cyclical one, and that it is impossible to reach a point of true progress. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche further argues that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. Nietzsche's argument is that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that the future will be better than the present, but this is not necessarily true. He believes that progress is an illusion because it is based on the idea that. Main idea number 11. The concept of happiness is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of happiness is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true happiness. He believes that happiness is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of happiness is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true happiness. He believes that happiness is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that the idea of happiness is a construct of the mind, and that it is not something that can be attained in reality. He further argues that the pursuit of happiness is futile, as it is an ever-changing concept that is constantly shifting and evolving. He believes that the only way to achieve true contentment is to accept the reality of life and to embrace the uncertainty of the future. Nietzsche also believes that the pursuit of happiness can lead to a false sense of security and complacency. He argues that when people become too focused on achieving happiness, they become blind to the realities of life and the potential for suffering. He believes that this can lead to a lack of appreciation for life and a lack of motivation to strive for something greater. He believes that true contentment comes from accepting life as it is and embracing the uncertainty of the future. Ultimately, Nietzsche believes that the concept of happiness is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true happiness. He believes that the pursuit of happiness can lead to a false sense of security and complacency, and that true contentment comes from accepting life as it is and embracing the uncertainty of the future. He believes that the only way to achieve true contentment is to accept the reality of life and to embrace the uncertainty of the future. Main idea number 12. The concept of freedom is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of freedom is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true freedom. He believes that freedom is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of freedom is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true freedom. He believes that freedom is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that the idea of freedom is a product of our own minds, and that it is something that we create for ourselves. He believes that we are limited by our own beliefs and desires, and that these limitations prevent us from achieving true freedom. He also believes that our own beliefs and desires can be manipulated by external forces, such as society, and that this manipulation can further limit our freedom. Nietzsche also argues that freedom is an illusion because it is impossible to escape the constraints of our own minds. He believes that our thoughts and beliefs are shaped by our environment and our experiences, and that these influences can limit our freedom. He believes that our own beliefs and desires can be manipulated by external forces, such as society, and that this manipulation can further limit our freedom. He also believes that our own beliefs and desires can be manipulated by our own emotions, and that this manipulation can further limit our freedom. Nietzsche's view of freedom is that it is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true freedom. He believes that freedom is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He believes that our own beliefs and desires can be manipulated by external forces, such as society, and that this manipulation can further limit our freedom. He also believes that our own beliefs and desires can be manipulated by our own emotions, and that this manipulation can further limit our freedom. Main idea number 13. The concept of truth is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of truth is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true truth. He believes that truth is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of truth is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true truth. He believes that truth is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that truth is not an absolute, but rather a construct of the individual's mind. He believes that truth is constantly changing and evolving, and that it is impossible to pin down a single, universal truth. He argues that truth is a matter of interpretation and that it is impossible to know the absolute truth of any situation. Nietzsche also argues that truth is a product of power. He believes that those in power are able to shape the truth to their own advantage. He states that truth is often used as a tool of oppression, and that it can be used to manipulate and control people. He believes that truth is often used to justify the actions of those in power, and that it can be used to maintain the status quo. Nietzsche's view of truth is a radical one, and it has been highly influential in the development of modern philosophy. His ideas have been used to challenge traditional notions of truth and to explore the idea of subjective truth. His views have been used to explore the idea of power and its role in shaping truth, and to examine the ways in which truth can be used to manipulate and control people. Main idea number 14. The concept of meaning is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of meaning is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true meaning. He believes that meaning is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of meaning is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true meaning. He believes that meaning is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that meaning is not an absolute truth, but rather a construct of the individual's own interpretation. He further argues that meaning is not something that can be found in the world, but rather something that is created by the individual. He believes that meaning is a product of the individual's own interpretation and understanding of the world. Nietzsche also argues that meaning is not something that can be found in the world, but rather something that is created by the individual. He believes that meaning is a product of the individual's own interpretation and understanding of the world. He states that meaning is not an absolute truth, but rather a construct of the individual's own interpretation. He further argues that meaning is not something that can be found in the world, but rather something that is created by the individual. Nietzsche's idea of meaning as an illusion is an important concept in his philosophy. He believes that meaning is something that is created by the individual and is not an absolute truth. He argues that meaning is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He further argues that meaning is not something that can be found in the world, but rather something that is created by the individual. Main idea number 15. The concept of justice is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of justice is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true justice. He believes that justice is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of justice is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true justice. He believes that justice is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that justice is a product of our own desires and beliefs, and that it is not an absolute truth. He believes that justice is a construct of our own minds, and that it is not an objective reality. He further argues that justice is a product of our own biases and prejudices, and that it is not a universal truth. Nietzsche believes that justice is a product of our own values and beliefs, and that it is not an absolute truth. He argues that justice is a product of our own desires and beliefs, and that it is not an objective reality. He further states that justice is a construct of our own minds, and that it is not a universal truth. He believes that justice is a product of our own biases and prejudices, and that it is not a universal truth. Nietzsche's view of justice is that it is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true justice. He believes that justice is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He argues that justice is a product of our own desires and beliefs, and that it is not an absolute truth. He further states that justice is a construct of our own minds, and that it is not a universal truth. He believes that justice is a product of our own biases and prejudices, and that it is not a universal truth. Main idea number 16. The concept of power is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of power is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true power. He believes that power is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of power is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true power. He believes that power is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that power is not an absolute, but rather a relative concept, and that it is constantly changing and evolving. He further argues that power is not something that can be attained, but rather something that is experienced and felt. He believes that power is an illusion because it is based on the individual's perception of reality, and that it is not an objective truth. Nietzsche also argues that power is an illusion because it is based on the individual's desires and motivations. He believes that power is not something that can be achieved through force or coercion, but rather something that is achieved through understanding and empathy. He believes that power is an illusion because it is based on the individual's beliefs and values, and that it is not something that can be imposed upon another person. He believes that power is an illusion because it is based on the individual's perception of reality, and that it is not an absolute truth. Ultimately, Nietzsche believes that power is an illusion because it is based on the individual's perspective and experience. He believes that power is not something that can be attained, but rather something that is experienced and felt. He believes that power is an illusion because it is based on the individual's desires and motivations, and that it is not something that can be imposed upon another person. He believes that power is an illusion because it is based on the individual's beliefs and values, and that it is not an absolute truth. Main idea number 17. The concept of beauty is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of beauty is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true beauty. He believes that beauty is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of beauty is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true beauty. He believes that beauty is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that beauty is not an absolute truth, but rather a subjective interpretation of the world. He believes that beauty is a construct of the mind, and that it is constantly changing and evolving. He argues that beauty is a product of our own imagination, and that it is not something that can be objectively measured or judged. Nietzsche further argues that beauty is a reflection of our own values and beliefs. He believes that beauty is a reflection of our own values and ideals, and that it is shaped by our own experiences and perspectives. He believes that beauty is a product of our own imagination, and that it is constantly changing and evolving. He argues that beauty is a reflection of our own values and beliefs, and that it is not something that can be objectively measured or judged. Nietzsche's view of beauty is that it is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true beauty. He believes that beauty is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He argues that beauty is a product of our own imagination, and that it is constantly changing and evolving. He believes that beauty is a reflection of our own values and beliefs, and that it is not something that can be objectively measured or judged. Main idea number 18. The concept of love is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of love is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true love. He believes that love is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of love is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true love. He believes that love is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that love is a construct of the mind, and that it is not a real emotion or feeling. He believes that love is a product of our own desires and expectations, and that it is not something that can be found in the world. He further argues that love is a form of self-deception, and that it is a way of avoiding the truth about ourselves and our relationships. Nietzsche believes that love is a form of escapism, and that it is a way of avoiding the harsh realities of life. He argues that love is a way of avoiding the truth about ourselves and our relationships, and that it is a way of avoiding the pain and suffering that comes with life. He believes that love is a form of self-deception, and that it is a way of avoiding the truth about ourselves and our relationships. He further argues that love is a form of self-delusion, and that it is a way of avoiding the truth about ourselves and our relationships. Nietzsche believes that love is an illusion, and that it is impossible to achieve true love. He argues that love is a construct of the mind, and that it is not a real emotion or feeling. He believes that love is a product of our own desires and expectations, and that it is not something that can be found in the world. He further argues that love is a form of self-deception, and that it is a way of avoiding the truth about ourselves and our relationships. Main idea number 19. The concept of religion is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of religion is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true faith. He believes that religion is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of religion is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true faith. He believes that religion is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He claims that religion is a product of the human mind, and that it is a construct of our own making. He further argues that religion is a tool used to control and manipulate people, and that it is used to justify certain actions and beliefs. He believes that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing the realities of life. He also believes that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid confronting difficult truths. Ultimately, Nietzsche believes that religion is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true faith. Nietzsche's views on religion are controversial and have been widely debated. He believes that religion is a form of self-delusion and that it is used to avoid facing the realities of life. He also believes that religion is a tool used to control and manipulate people, and that it is used to justify certain actions and beliefs. He further argues that religion is a product of the human mind, and that it is a construct of our own making. Ultimately, Nietzsche believes that religion is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true faith. Main idea number 20. The concept of knowledge is an illusion. Nietzsche argues that the concept of knowledge is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true knowledge. He believes that knowledge is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. Nietzsche argues that the concept of knowledge is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true knowledge. He believes that knowledge is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that knowledge is not an absolute truth, but rather a construct of the individual's beliefs and values. He further argues that knowledge is not a fixed entity, but rather something that is constantly changing and evolving. He believes that knowledge is not something that can be acquired through study or research, but rather something that is created through experience and reflection. Nietzsche also argues that knowledge is not something that can be objectively measured or quantified. He believes that knowledge is something that is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that knowledge is not something that can be acquired through study or research, but rather something that is created through experience and reflection. He further argues that knowledge is not something that can be objectively measured or quantified, but rather something that is constantly changing and evolving. Nietzsche's view of knowledge is that it is an illusion and that it is impossible to achieve true knowledge. He believes that knowledge is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's perspective and experience. He states that knowledge is not something that can be acquired through study or research, but rather something that is created through experience and reflection. He further argues that knowledge is not something that can be objectively measured or quantified, but rather something that is constantly changing and evolving.